You see, the idea of a brand new city has been tried before. A few times, in fact. Like King Abdullah Economic City.
Imagine a city. A unique partnership between government and the private sector. At the crossroads between East and West.
This was launched in 2005 by the former Saudi king.
A new world city for Saudi Arabia. A new Saudi Arabian city for the world.
It looks a lot like NEOM. But this is a completely different project with basically the same marketing.
King Abdullah Economic City. Our story is only just beginning.
But after 13 years, that story still hasn't really begun. Only 7,000 people were living in King Abdullah Economic City. Despite having high-speed rail connections to three of the country's biggest cities, it's still just a small town, less than 1% of its projected size. A government official told the Financial Times that the marketing was amazing, but the whole concept behind it was flawed because the economic base was never there. There are cities like this all over the Middle East. Ghost towns, dreams of paradise, cooked up by oil-rich kings and dictators. In Turkey, there's a city built of 732 identical castles, all of which look like the Disney logo. It has been abandoned. In Iran, there are a number of cities surrounding the capital, Tehran, with completed towers standing empty. The issue is usually that there are not enough jobs to sustain a population. Creating a city out of nothing does work sometimes. Just take Australia's capital city, Canberra. The industry there is the Australian federal government, which creates a lot of jobs in the public service. But even then, Canberra's founders thought it would rival London in size. 100 years on, London is still 22 times bigger than Canberra. NEOM has no industries, or water. But that's only the start of its problems. At a basic level, building anything in Saudi Arabia has been a tricky thing in the last 6 years. When MBS first came to power and started spruiking his business-minded vision for the future and minor human rights reforms, there was initial excitement. It caused a surge in foreign investment. But then investors got cold feet after he started locking up his political opponents.
Dozens of princes and senior officials were detained in Riyadh's Ritz-Carlton in November as part of a purge against graft and disloyalty.
And killing dissident journalists.
Jamal Khashoggi was murdered just minutes after he walked into Saudi Arabia's consulate in Istanbul in October 2018.
For 2 years after MBS allegedly ordered the murder of a Washington Post journalist, foreign investment in Saudi Arabia ground to a halt.
Since the gruesome murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, its international reputation has been low.
It's only now that things are starting to warm up again. But the other, much bigger problem with NEOM is that just because the ideas behind it are exciting and different doesn't mean that they're good. Bloomberg reporter Vivian Neerham spent 6 months looking into the project and told the ABC that the ideas are literally based on science fiction.
Quite a lot of the ideas that they're working on are drawn from and inspired by literal science fiction works, you know, whether it be films or books, you know, or TV series. So there are architects and designers and scholars who are basically, you know, sent to draw inspiration from science fiction.
She says that some of the stuff in the plan is, well,
there's even an urban spaceport, sort of like a place that spacecrafts could land.
I'm going to be very generous now and pretend that NEOM has enough investment and that it isn't total sci-fi fantasy. So let me paint you a picture of what it would be like to live there. Shops, workplaces, friends, family, all of them will be either above you, below you, or up to 170 kilometres away up the line. Basically, this means that you have to rely on lifts and trains to transport you literally anywhere you want to go, all somehow run by AI?
What if we replace outdated urban services with new services driven by artificial intelligence?
I am personally a huge fan of public transport and trains specifically, but this idea is very much not good. Because humans are like the king in a game of chess, great at going short distances in any direction. We don't like travelling far, and we don't really like climbing. But the line breaks all of those principles. Not to mention the fact that the trains may be fast, but you will have to stop extremely frequently. You'll also spend a huge amount of time queuing for lifts, and standing in lifts that also stop very frequently. Or you can take the stairs. It'll only take 3,000 stairs to get from the bottom to the top of the city. This thing, remember, is significantly taller than the Eiffel Tower. The wonderful futuristic city would very quickly start to feel like some kind of Star Wars-themed dystopian prison planet. Building a city in a long straight line just doesn't make any practical sense. And we know this because the line isn't a totally new idea. It's been tried before. In Spain, the Ciudad Lineal, or Line City, was 400 metres across, based around a central boulevard with a tram running down the middle, and was built on the outskirts of Madrid. And guess what? The line part of the Line City has disappeared. They started with a narrow line, but then almost immediately the city expanded, and it's now completely surrounded by development. Okay, back to NEOM. Back in April, Bloomberg reported that the line is going to be slightly less than 170 kilometres long. It's going to be about 2.4 kilometres long, which is 98% shorter. Investment, even from Saudi sources, is drying up. The project managers are now considering borrowing money to keep construction going. All of this adds insult to injury for the several thousand local people who have been forcibly removed from their homes to make way for construction of the line. But politically, the person most affected by this is MBS.
The Saudi government is trying to build an economy less dependent on oil, reform its reputation, and attract international investment. It needs projects like NEOM to succeed.
I think it's clear what's happened here. At the age of 32, MBS became the de facto ruler of a country with enormous but limited wealth and tried to build a future for it using ideas that were straight out of science fiction. Simultaneously, he purged anyone who posed a threat to him, leaving him with only yes men. Then he threw the ideas out into the world, offering big contracts to international companies who wanted to help him. Now, these companies don't care if the idea is good. The project's Western consultants, designers, architects, marketing gurus, advertising executives, voiceover artists, and animators get paid by the hour. Why would you not want to work for NEOM, apart from, like, ethics, lol? It's a bucket of money with only very vague outcomes way off in the future. We started this episode by asking whether this is a scam or not, and I think it is. But it's not us who's being scammed. It's not the people building it either. It's MBS. They are hiring now, if you're interested.